Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws us to
you. Hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Celebrate the goodness of God. Oh, I can't hear you. Do it better for the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you blessed to be in church this morning? Are you expecting your victory this year? If you believe it, shout amen. The Bible says that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. As you come to church and you hear the word of God and you hear the prophecies, you have to believe in them and God is going to give you the victory. Amen. Our first testimony is coming from Johnson. He's in the Greater Love Gospel Choir. Put your hands together for him. Oh, do it better for him. The louder your clap, the sooner your testimony. Hallelujah. Johnson, tell us, what has God done for you?
I want to thank God for the First Love Church and for the prophet and for the messages that he's been preaching to us, which has changed my life. It all started when I finished SHS and I failed my exams.
Which year was this?
It was 2014. I failed my exams. So I had no plans on rewriting this exams. So like 1 year after, and my dad came to me and he was like, why don't you want to write these exams? And I was like, I think if I rewrite it, I would fail again. And he encouraged me. He was like, no, you just do it. Just try it and see what would happen. So I wrote it, and by the grace of God, I passed.
Wow.
So I came to church, and I wasn't having any intention of applying to the university. But when I came to church, Daddy was preaching, and he was saying that all his children are supposed to go to the university to attain all the degrees that they are supposed to get. So I was very, very much encouraged. And I was like, no, I have to apply to the university. So I bought ATU, Accra Technical University forms, and I applied. I didn't even know what I was going to do there. And I felt I wasn't going to get admission there, but I still did. So I was there when I received a message on my phone that I have gained admission to the school. I was very much surprised. I was like, wow, me gaining admission to the university. I was very, very much happy. So the first time I went for lectures, there was this lecturer which came to class, and this subject we did, which is strength of materials. I don't know, but it was so, so difficult.
What course was it? What course did you gain in the in
building
the,
technology.
Building technology.
Yes, please.
And what did you do in SHS?
I did arts, general arts.
Shout, yeah! Yeah! Okay.
So, with strength of materials, I felt that was the first day in class. I felt, no, this course day, I can't do it. It's too hard for me. So, I remember I came to church on Sunday, and some way, somehow, Sister Vivaldi was talking about those who were struggling with their courses, and like they have people around who can help us with the course. So she introduced me to LP. LPC Cho.
Let's noise your shout here. She introduced you to LPC Cho.
Yes, please.
To help you with your course.
To help me with the course. So I spoke with LPC Cho about strength of materials. And she was like, this one there is too easy for you to be complaining about. I was like, hey, LPC Cho, seriously? That was what I was struggling a lot about. And she helped me. She helped me a lot, and she prayed for me, and she told me that, don't worry, you can do it. So, before I wrote an exam on that, I was listening to one of Daddy's prayers, which said, any fatal mistakes which is going to happen in the exam hall is cancelled. And everyone going to write exams is entering the exam hall with an angel. So I really believed it. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to write though, but I really believe in this prayers. So I wrote the exams, and when the results came out, to my surprise, I had an A.
An A in strength of materials. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Whatever exam you wrote last year, you are coming out with an A in Jesus' name. Amen.
And after that, okay, going to second year, which is level 200, I didn't know how to, like, how I was going to pay my fees.
You didn't know how you were going to pay your fees?
Yes, please. I was thinking a lot about how to pay my fees. So I spoke with some of the choir pastors, LP Ama, and they encouraged me. They were like, oh yeah, don't worry. The fees there, you are going to pay it. So far as you are in the school.
And what happened when you came to church?
So when I came to church, Daddy, I think he was praying for us, or he was preaching, and he was like, any difficulty that you are facing in your life is going to be solved in Jesus' name. So I believed in it. I was like, this fees there, I'll pay it.
So what happened?
I was there one Friday, and a friend came to me that there's this scholarship going on campus that I should apply and check and see if it would work for me. And I was like, okay. So I applied, and I came back to church on the Sunday, and I spoke with Pastor Jeffrey, and he prayed for me. He's like, don't worry, you just go for your interview and it will work. So I went, and I went for the interview with all the necessary documents, and after the interview, I think 2 days after, they messaged me that I've been shortlisted for the scholarship. So I was very happy.
And they paid for your fees?
Yes, please. They paid for my fees. And the school is even owing me now.
Wow. Yes, put your hands together for Jesus. As you believe, God is going to answer and come through for you in whatever way you are believing. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. Our next testimony is from Luke. Do it better for him. He's an usher. Oh, do it better for him. Luke, tell us, what has God done for you?
I really want to thank the First Love Church and the prophet for most of the prophecies he prophesied to my life since the day back at Lagon campus, the mobile church. My admission is on how I gained my admission into the Ghana School of Law. That was 2017, we sat for the entrance exam.
You sat in 2017?
Yeah, 2017.
And how many people sat for the exam?
We're about 1,200 and something thereabout.
And how many people were selected?
I think 524 was being admitted into the Ghana School of Law.
Were you part of the 524?
I wasn't part of it. Wow. Then during 2018, Daddy said 2018 was going to be a year of good things.
I don't think failing an exam is a good thing.
Yeah.
Is failing an exam a good thing? And what happened in 2018?
2018, Daddy said 2018 was going to be a year of good things. So we sat for the exam in 2018. That was on July.
How many people sat the exam?
1,800 and something plus.
And how many people were chosen?
Then 446 was being chosen or admitted into the Ghana School.
And were you part of the people who were chosen?
I was part of the people who had qualified.
Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. I see God coming through for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every exam, every interview, every shortlisting, you will be passed in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So do the prophecies come to pass? Do you believe when you come to church and you hear a declaration, do you believe it comes to pass?
Declarations made by Bishop had always come to pass. I had been around for some time, but it wasn't my turn. And it is now my turn, and God has really answered it.
Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. It will be your turn too in Jesus' name. Let's welcome D-Rain. He's a dancing star with a film star as he shares his testimony. Oh, do it better for him. D-Rain, tell us, what has God done for you?
I want to thank God for delivering me from a life of pornography and masturbation. So in 2015, I came back from Nigeria, and I think I was around, but I don't really know how it started, but it just started anyways in 2016, mostly January, February. So I was there, and it was really depressing because, I mean, people look at you like you're a very serious Christian. It's like you lead people to Christ, and you now you have this problem that you can't talk to anybody about. But I went for a camp, and then we were asked to share our problems with any of the pastors later on. So I went to meet Sister Erica, and she helped me. She spoke to me. She even gave me physical, practical points to block things on your phone so that you won't be able to access it. But it still continued for some time. And then I think it went on 2016, 2017, then 2018. It was really on my heart that I didn't really want to continue with this because it was becoming a bad image for me personally. It's like I'll go and look, I'll look righteous and all, then I'll come back into my closet and it's like I'm doing so many things. So I began to pray about it. I stopped talking about it so much, and I began to pray. And it was then fast forward later on this later December 2018. Then Daddy preached on covenant faith, and he was saying that there are some things that we've been praying to God about for a very long time, and then that's actually stopped, and it has become a covenant between us and God. That we've actually been praying about, that it has become something that God has taken notice of, and he has actually made the thing to stop. But I didn't notice that I had not watched pornography in a very long time, since the beginning of 2018. But it was when Daddy preached about covenant faith that I realized that I began to think that no, that I haven't watched pornography since the beginning of 2018.
Wow.
And then it actually made sense to me that this is actually the covenant that I have made with God, that God, please solve this for me, and I will serve you, and I'll become happy in your presence. And I actually joined the film stars because I felt that the film stars, they are a group of happy people. And then,
best shout, yeah, happy people.
Yes. So I felt that the film stars are a group of happy people. So I willingly went there, and truthfully, they are very happy people, and they make me smile a lot, and I'm happy and I'm excited, and I really thank God for the preaching of faith, mostly the word of God, because Jesus is the answer for the world today. And I want to encourage somebody that your message is in the word of God, and your message is in actually becoming serious enough to make a covenant with God, and God will actually take it seriously and come through for you. Thank you very much.
I'll put your hands together for that powerful testimony. Let's welcome Yaya to share her final testimony. Do it better for her. It's from First Love Ashton. Oh, I can hear you clapping. Yeah, tell us what has God done for you.
Thank you. I want to thank God for a great change in my life. So before the great change and joining First Love Church, I was a serious raver.
You were a serious
clubber. So clubbing was every week without fail, I'll be in the club. It got to the point where I also became into fornicating and relationships. And the relationships were like, they wasn't of God. I was a Christian, but I was still very much involved in the things of the world. And it got to a point where I became suicidal and heavily depressed. And at that moment in time, the Holy Spirit told me to try and get hold of Pastor Daniel. Yeah, that's me smoking weed and it got to a point where, smoking weed became like my sleeping medicine. I couldn't sleep without smoking. And by the grace of God, I'm no longer that person.
So you joined First Love Church in Ashton?
I joined First Love Ashton.
Ashton?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
with Pastor Daniel. The way I came to join the church was through Pastor Daniel calling me. I wasn't a member of the church, but my little sister was, and I begged her for Pastor Daniel's number, and after some time she gave it to me. unfortunately, I was scared to contact him. So every single time I will call and then I'll hang up. I'll call then I hang up. And a couple of weeks later, he called me and he asked me what was going on. I was skeptical to tell him what I was going through or what I was feeling that moment in time, because in the previous church that I was in, I was heavily judged for trying to open up and get advice. So after telling him about everything, he prayed for me. He gave me scriptures on how to deal with the depression and the suicidal thoughts that I was going through. And he asked me to come to church that Sunday. But unfortunately, I was working on Sundays and I couldn't get it off work. A month later, I came to the church and I dedicated my life and gave my life on that day. Since then, I've been in church. I'm a dancing star. I work for the Lord. By the grace of God, I'm a center leader. And Prophet, I want to thank you so much. Because I didn't think I would see 2018, yet alone see 2019. And it's only because you decided to send Bishop Richard to London and he managed to raise Pastor Daniel that I'm yet here and I'm alive today. So I want to say, Prophets, thank you very much.
Wow. Put your hands together for Jesus. Your life is turning around in Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for powerful testimonies.
So very glad that I found a new life. Oh. my calling. Oh, I love the brethren, I love my pastor, I love the church, the first love church. Lord, I love to be with you. Lord, I'm gonna stick with you, 'cause I'm stuck on you. I found my place and this is where I'm gonna stick. Now I'm on my way, Jesus, 'cause this is where I found the love, the peace, the joy, and the Holy Ghost. So very glad I found a new life. Oh, 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 say I have found a new life. I found a new life in Jesus. Oh, so very glad I found a new life. Oh, oh. Oh. first boyfriend I had, Peter, oh, he won my heart. And I gave myself to him, oh yeah, ooh, night after night. He came into my life, a dream come true. Him with so many kisses. Whoa.
Surrender my life just for you, the only one. Deadly thing. saved us for all time. But what about brothers? Oh, yeah. He saved you and he saved me. But tell me, what are we doing for others? Multitudes, multitudes are waiting in the valley of decision. Oh yeah, they're waiting, they're hoping to hear the gospel. They don't know Jesus Christ, they are lost and dying souls. Why do we sit and wait while millions go to hell? Their blood is on our hands. It's time to preach the word. Oh yeah. The gospel of Jesus in its pure and simple form. That's what is missing now in the church. What are we preaching? What about others? Oh yeah, he saved you and he saved me. Oh, but what are we doing? Oh, for the others. We are the salt of the world and the light of the world. Are we really shining like we should? We are the salt of the world. Sunday morning is the time I'm gonna seek the Lord. Oh yeah, yeah. Sweet, sweet fellowship with the Lord. Oh, Sunday morning is the time I'm gonna work for Jesus. Oh yeah, I'm getting stronger in the Lord. Invitations, invitations. Oh yeah. I remember many others who have never ever heard of Jesus. Oh, oh, oh. I'm reading souls for Jesus. Yeah. That's why I really. Word of God says, just woman. I could be a contentious, cantankerous woman. Oh, 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 oh. But say, I'm gonna be a virtuous woman. 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 What kind of woman are you gonna be? God is gonna judge you. God is gonna judge you for the way you be and how you treat your man. What kind of woman are you gonna be? God is gonna judge you. God is gonna judge you for the way you be and how you treat your man. Oh, 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 oh. Sing it, say, oh. I am gonna be a virtuous woman. I'll be good to him all the days of my life.
Your clap is too weak. Your shout is too feeble. And your excitement cannot be heard. Give the Lord a shout of praise. It sounded like you go to another church. First love, give the Lord a scream. Hallelujah. Now give two people a high five and say, I'm ready for something good. Amen. The Bible says in Acts chapter 20 and verse 20, Paul said, I didn't hold back anything that will be profitable to you. And I believe today, anything that is profitable to you, anything that will be a blessing to you, God has in store for you in the sermon you are about to hear. Do you believe it? I can't hear you. Do you believe it? And I believe today, no matter where you came from, no matter what you came expecting, God has a word for you. I can already sense the Holy Spirit and I feel excited. All the way from the prayer time, all through to the music, to the acting, I can feel God's presence and I'm excited to hear what God has for you. There's only one thing I'm sure of, and that's that you're not going home the way you came, and that the Holy Spirit is changing you into another man. If you are as expectant as I am, give the Lord a scream as we welcome the prophet of this house, Bishop Doug Heward Mills.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His Word. Hearken to the voice of God today. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon
up and pray for a minute, you know, so that you don't come to church and somebody is blessed but you are not blessed. God, speak to me in these few moments. Let the spirit of revelation, Spirit of the Lord be upon me. Guide me, O God, to your perfect will. Pray for a moment.
Jesus. Mora mikato sanvande.
Talama shika baba.
Rapa die beko standa la baba. Reno moko si adili ako talama. Maligo sabihanda raniota kachula meridiendo velestula. Maliko saparia listo rakandelemo. Moloshandere kosa pakara di antelomokia. Lipara di asundere mokosha kipalia. Ravi aduse menkon talamo muche kubala. Lamri onda sumbarie klekisto rimano chekeliva. Razovia kasude mekandolo. Lemo shandala bakara
di antaba. In Jesus' name we
yes,
pray.
Lord.
We ask for the spirit of revelation.
Yes, Jesus.
And guidance.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Now, I want to use this session to help to prepare us for the season of withdrawal. This year, we are not doing a season of intensive prayer. We are doing what we call a season of withdrawal. So turn with me to Luke chapter 5, verse 15. And so much more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together, all right, to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Amen. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Amen. He withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Now, if you notice verse 15, I want to make a comment on verse 15. It says, so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great
multitudes came together to hear and be healed by him of their infirmities. All right? Now, what is an infirmity? An infirmity is a weakness. Now, if you look at your life, you realize that almost everybody has some kind of infirmity. You may have an infirmity in your personality, and you may have an infirmity in your character. You get it? You may have an infirmity in an area of your life. Many infirmities are not visible. When the Bible says that the woman is a weaker vessel, it means infirmities are infirm. It also means weakness. When you look at a woman, you cannot see, the weakness. We rather see beauty. We rather see beauty. Or you don't see beauty. We see beauty, we don't see weakness. But it's in the Bible that we are relating with a weaker entity. Neither do we see even a problem that needs treatment with medicine. Like, there's no, you just need, you are a woman, so you need treatment. No. But that weakness is not visible. But it exists. All right? Are you there? I'm preaching. This is the preaching. Everything is all part of the... All right. Now, in the same way, when Jesus said, "Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." That labor and that heavy laden is not a physical bag or a suitcase that you are carrying, but the burden of your life, of your sins, of your problems. So he says, "Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." So there are a lot of things that are not visible, but they are real. The fact that you can't see something doesn't mean that it's not powerful or it's not real. You get it? There are real things that are very real, but they are invisible, but very, very powerful. Like the Ebola virus, the HIV virus, polio virus, smallpox virus, and all the other viruses, influenza virus. Very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. You see somebody who has developed a lot of muscles sneezing and having a fever and in bed. And you think that a very small thing has made him lie down. It's amazing. So the fact that it is invisible doesn't mean that it is not important or significant in all that you do. So infirmities are real, and multitudes came to hear and to be healed. So that as you hear, you get changed. Yes. Now, when you see the film stars acting, you can see that some of them have problems. Serious problems. I mean, in the film. They have problems in the film, not in real life. Yes. You get it? And I'm sure in real life, they also have issues. Yes. In real life, they have issues. These are real realities. Some of the films, as you can see, different things are worrying them. And these problems are, as you hear, you are healed. Yes. That's why psychologists have some work to do. Psychiatrists have work to do. And that is why there are what they call counselors, social workers, all kinds of people. And all these people are people that are speaking to you to help you. In psychiatry, when you are treating somebody, we have one big area of treatment is called psychotherapy, which means counseling or talking. It's a big word, you know. Any professional who doesn't break it down to ordinary words is not so sure of his profession, usually. Psychotherapy means counseling or talking to somebody. All right? Yeah. So, when you come to church, you come to hear. When you listen to podcasts or whatever you listen to, you hear and are healed. Amen. Now, when a lot of people and a lot of pressure came on Jesus and great multitudes came to him, this was his response. Verse 16, he withdrew himself into the wilderness and rather prayed. Is it not shocking? Yes, you'd have thought that, oh, now that I've got a lot of invitations, I have to rather be more available. But he rather withdrew himself and prayed. Now, your life, are you with me? Your life is at a certain point. And in 2019, you are going to go further in your life. Much further. Amen. In your ministry, in your calling, in your personal life, through a series of victories. Now, one of the things important for us to do is to follow Jesus Christ. That's why we are called Christians. Christians. So we are going to follow Jesus and withdraw ourselves, okay, and pray. Praying is more important than fasting. Praying is more important than fasting. If you ask me to choose to pray or to fast, 100 times I will choose to pray and 0, I will choose fasting. Because all the promises, if you ask me, if you do, I will do this, is a promise for those who pray. There's not even one promise for those who fast. So if thou shalt fast, then I shall release. There's nothing like that. But look at Jesus promising prayer. If you ask me, hitherto have you asked nothing. If you ask me, if you pray, pray without ceasing, and so on. So there are a lot of promises, strong promises for people who pray. So prayer is important. So fasting is to help us to pray. So that's why when you fast and you don't pray, then it becomes useless. Are you with me?
Yes.
So starting from tomorrow, all right, we are starting a fast, okay? Now, we are withdrawing from the public and we are going to pray for ourselves. This one, if you don't join to pray, you've missed the main part of the church. Why do I say that? Because Jesus said, my house should be called a house of prayer. It's the main thing that he wants his house to be called. A place where there are prayers. Prayers are offered up. My house will be called a house of prayer. So, we are going to withdraw and have prayers here and also in the wilderness. You see, look at the verse. He withdrew himself into the wilderness. So this year, Mampong is going to feature in our prayer times. Amen. Yes. So, as we build up, we are going to go also for wilderness prayers. Because that place is wilder than here. Wilderness is a place that is wilder than where you are. Yes, wilderness. It's wilder than where you are. All right? Are you with me? Beautiful. So I believe with all my heart that through your prayers, we are going to advance greatly. So there's going to be a prayer meeting. Our fasting is up to 4 p.m., not 6. We are fasting. Listen carefully. We are fasting till 4. Why? We are not fasting to 6, although I'm sure many people will cross 6. It doesn't give you any extra marks. You know? Those of us, yeah. Charlie, we are religious. We are religious, pa, I tell you. Now, are you there? Beautiful. Romans chapter 14. Verse 1. Him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. Now, verse 2. For one believeth that he may eat all things. Another, who is weak, eateth herbs. He's a vegetarian. He's not enjoying meat. Or he's eating less. Do you see? Now, verse 3. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. Huh? Are you with me in the Bible? Let him that eateth, let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth. For God has received him. You see how happy you are with the verse. You see, some people eat and then they despise him that eateth not. And then there is the one who does not eat. Either he is judging those who are eating. But the Bible says that God has received him. All right? Verse 4. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. Amen. Now, this has to do with food. Then, in verse 5, he talks about days. Some people say Saturday. Some people say this day is important. One man esteemeth one day above another, and another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his mind. Are you with me? All right? So, verse 6. He that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord. So if we are regarding Monday unto the Lord, we are regarding it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he does not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord. for he giveth God thanks. Yes. I didn't write the Bible, so if you are angry with me, I don't know why you choose me to be angry with me. Choose somebody else to be angry with the person, please. And he that eateth not, to the Lord he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. Hallelujah. Verse 7. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. Verse 8. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. Hallelujah. Verse 12. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Are you with me? Verse 13. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Amen. All right. Verse 14 is a good verse to underline. You can underline verse 4 and 14 in this chapter in your Bible. For those of you who use Bibles, how many are using a Bible? Are you using it on your phone or on your iPad? How many are using your phone as a Bible right now? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. You are just using your phone. Okay. How many are using an iPad or a tablet? Okay. And how many are using a physical Bible? All right. Fewer and fewer. Okay, but still, it's a good thing. And how many are using the screen? You are just using the screen. You don't have anything. Now, you see, as a Christian, you have to have your own Bible. Because what I'm reading from my iPad. I've underlined certain verses. I'm giving you advice to underline two verses, verse 4 and 14. Those are very good verses to underline in this chapter, God, to help you when you are deciding certain things. It says, I know and I am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. All right? But to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. In other words, you know, it is not that anything in particular is wrong or right, which God hasn't said. But it is we who decide that, oh, this is good, this is right. Because as we are starting a fast for 3 weeks, some people are fasting for 1 week. Some are doing 3 days camp of prayer and they finished. Some are doing 40 days. Some are doing 20 days. Some are doing Sunday to Sunday, 21 days continuous. Some are doing Tuesday to Friday. Some are doing Monday to Friday. So he says, I am persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. So you have said that Monday to Friday is good. So it is good for you. Somebody says it's Tuesday to Friday. It is also good to him. All right? And there are a lot of things that this verse answers. Okay? Many things that you say, is it right? Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it right? Yeah. So this is a good verse to remember. And then another verse is verse 4. For those who like judging others. Those who wear glasses and look at us with seven eyes. Who art thou that judges another man's servant? Okay? To his own master he stands or falls. Yea, he shall be holding up. For God is able to make him stand. Hallelujah. So I see God helping you to stand. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, our fasting starts. This time we are doing it from Monday to Friday. Not Tuesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This time we are going to have all night every day and prayer meeting every day in the daytime. So from 4 to 8 in the evening, every day is a prayer meeting. And especially those who go to work in the secular world or any world you are in, whether Jupiter or Saturn, I don't know where you are staying. Yes. 4 to 8. Now, that's why we are breaking the fast at 4, because I'm not expecting you to come here and then you are fasting to 8. Then when you get home around 9 and you take your breakfast at 10, your lunch at 11, and your supper at midnight, and then sleep, you become very fat. And it's not good for you. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, because you see, this fasting, what it is really is that the Jewish fast is 24 hours, 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. So really what we are doing is, what we are calling fasting, we are fasting. Actually, we are skipping only breakfast and lunch. Yes. To catch up 3 times as much dinner in the evening. That's why you see people wanting to lose weight during fasting, so that they become bigger. Uh-huh. And that's why sometimes fat people like it when you declare fasting. But they think that they will lose weight, but they will not lose weight. So, the other thing is that for this period, we are going to do what Daniel did. We are not going to be eating what we normally eat. Do you get it? Yeah. No, because so now the prayer is going to be wilder. Yes. So you see that sometimes, see that 4 o'clock has come, you don't even, Charlie, it's okay. We just keep and then we just flow. You get what I'm saying? You must fast one way or another. Almost all the physical things, if you are not wild, you will not do it. If you are not wild, you will never do. The worst thing in my whole life that I don't like at all in my whole life, number one, worst of all in my life that I don't want to see and I don't like it at all, is fasting. How many are also like me? I knew that you were just like me. That's why I decided to. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, but you have to fast. You know, and a person who cannot skip eating in order to pray, you are condemned to carnality, which is very serious. It means that your flesh has taken full control and will not even allow you to miss even one wache that you have been eating every morning. It cannot be. So, when we start, so every night, there is all night here, and there is also another prayer meeting for leaders. Now, in Joel chapter 2, he speaks about the priests. Let the priests and the people weep before the altar. 2:17. All right, but if you go the verse before, verse 16, it says, gather the people. So sometimes all the people have to gather, not only the priests. Are you with me? You see, but then the next verse, he says, let the priests or the leaders and the priests, they should weep between the porch and the altar. You see, but the verse before says, gather the people, let everybody come, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather even children and those that suck breasts. Let the bridegroom stop all this bridling and bridegroom. You shouldn't be around here at this time. You don't have to be marrying when we are getting to this time. You get it? The bride should just come out of that bridal chamber and join the normal people. Are you with me? Yeah. And then verse 17, let the priests and then the ministers, so basanta leaders, basanta ministers, pastors, center leaders, overseers, whatever your name is called, shepherds, zealous Christians. Once you are a priest, you must also weep between the porch and the altar. So that those people will start in the morning by 10 has also started. Then the rest by 4 assemble the people. Are you with me? And the priests assemble the people by 4 to 8. So every day. That's just this week. From next week, we are likely to go towards the wilderness. Yes. So try, you see, I want to tell you something. Jesus withdrew himself. Me, I wish I had seen Jesus before and tell you what he told me. My greatest advice in my life is from the Bible. I look at Jesus. What did he do? And I do it. Try to do it. Yes. The greatest counsel is found in the word of God. What should I do? What did Jesus do? What would he do if he was here? He would withdraw to the wilderness straight. He did it. All right? So prepare your minds and your hearts to be praying. From tomorrow, start your fasting. By 4, I don't want to see you at any fufu chop bar. We are not eating fufu this week. Or banku, or any of the normal things that you are eating. Tell your neighbor, I'm warning you this. I'm going to be a spiritual policeman. Watch you this week. Culinary stars are not working. They are praying. Yes. If you can't do that, there is something wrong with you. And you see that you calm down because you change the change of diet even is a sign that you are even trying to do something to seek the Lord. Amen. Do you think there was KFC in the wilderness? Look at Luke 5:16. Was there KFC in the wilderness? Oh, see, all the normal shops and the normal things that you'll be having, they are not in the wilderness. So a change is noticed. All these years, one day I met someone, you know, I heard Kenneth Hagin describing real fasting. He said, look, fasting is 6 to 6 in the morning. And I was thinking to myself, all these years, I've been doing 6 to 6 p.m., thinking that I'm doing something wild. Not knowing that it is not even up to standard of the 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. So, you see, all the different arrangements we make, we have said this is okay, this is special, this is good, this is bad. So now I'm also giving you a new one because we are changing our diet. You are calming down. You eat meat next Saturday. Next week Saturday. So today is your last meat. Eat meat today. Your meat is coming next week, Saturday, Sunday, break time. Except pregnant ladies, they can eat meat. They need blood. Ask your neighbor, are you pregnant? Then why are you adding yourself to announcements that don't concern you? Pot belly. You see, a pot belly is like a pregnancy. It also needs to be fed. So we have to starve all the pot bellies. All right? Are you with me? How many are excited about this season of withdrawal? All right? So, as we start, God willing, this week, the people, assemble the people, meeting starts at 4 to 8. Please, Don't come at 8 o'clock and start shouting, waba, wabie. You see, this is what some people do. You have been there since 10 o'clock in the morning. They come around 7:30, then they say, mene, waba, wabie. Wabie. We are not sleeping there. We are going at 8, sharp. We know what we want. What we want, we came at 4 o'clock. Amen. So, make sure you join the fasting. Hallelujah. So, we know what we want. And we shall be here to pray. How many are going to join in this season of withdrawal? Wow. Amen. Now, please, I'm using the preaching time to really go through some of these things. Now, your life is going to go forward. In these 3 weeks, we are going to commit ourselves to the Lord. Say, Lord, take my life. Take my life. Amen. Now, it's only the Lord who can take your life and make something good out of your life. Trust me. Trust. If I do anything that is successful, I never planned it. It's God who took my life and did it. I never planned it. See, I have to be honest with you. It would be nice for me to say, oh, for my vision, for my life, and all these things. It's nice when you say all that, but it's not true for me. It's God. Yes. 1 Samuel chapter 12, notice verse 6. Beautiful verse. It says, 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 6. And Samuel said to the people, it is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. Underline advanced Moses and Aaron. You see, advancement in your life, you get it, comes from the Lord. It is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. So the advancement of your life and in your life comes and will come from the Lord. Amen. Trust me. Yes. You know, people have all these high-sounding things and always to give an impression that they are very clever, they knew the future, they knew everything. You know, they were creating, they had foresight and all that. You see, like the couple that were on the stage here, they tried to give us an impression that they were very happy and so on when visitors came. But they couldn't hold on, sustain the pretense for long. No, it broke down. People love to give an impression they know everything. That's why things are working in a certain way. It's not true. It is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. So if your life is going to move forward, it's the Lord. And your life is moving forward this year in Jesus' name. Amen. So all types, and this 1 Samuel 12 verse 6 is going to be a scripture that I want to be on your heart from Monday to Friday. It is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. So you are advancing. Any stuck in the mud situation of your life, you are becoming unstuck this year in Jesus' name. Many of you will marry this year and move out of the mud. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that you are going to experience. Many will marry out of the mud. You are coming out of the mud in Jesus' name. And your life is moving forward. Your ministry is moving forward. It is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. Now, it is the Lord that brought your fathers out of the land of Egypt. So, a place of hustle and stress. It's God who will bring you out. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So as we pray, why pray to the Lord? Because it is the Lord who does these things. Yes. The Lord does these wonderful things. And the Lord will do wonderful things. How many believe that the Lord will do these wonderful things? He will. I believe with all my heart. So this year, whatever you are stuck in, you are being brought up out of it. And all manner of advancements are coming into your life. So as we come to pray from Monday to Friday, whether it is the priests and the ministers who are starting at 10, or the assembly of the whole congregation at 4, or whether it's those who are watching, preventing the dawn through the night. Do you get it? You can do all night every day, including the last day probably, which everybody will join for the major all night on Friday. Because I think that is the easiest for everybody to come. So probably on the last day, there will be no 4 to 8, but 10 till the morning. And we are advancing in the spirit. Amen. I'll tell you, I'll give you a testimony, you know. Are you still there? Hey, those are the back there. Are you with me? Are you there outside? Can you hear me? Okay, listen. You know, when you go to medical school, like those days, you go to Legon for 3 years. Then after that, we are transferred to Kolebu for fourth year and above. So when I went to Kolebu, you know, every night, you know, anytime I start something new, I like to pray for a long time, for hours. So every night we went to the beach to pray. We used to pray every day from 10 to midnight. You see, it was a time we sanctified. Night after night, I used to stand on the rocks at Kolegono, on the beach. Never swim in a sea that has rocks around. Very dangerous. Because the sea will throw you to hit the rock when your head hits the rock. So when you see rocks, be careful. And then when you stand on the rock, be very careful, because the next wave can topple you and you hit the ground. So I know some people were taking pictures on the rock and the wave took them. And they died. Two of them, or three of them, they drowned. So I used to stand there and look into the Black Sea and pray, let thy will be done. At that time, I'd never heard of Lighthouse Chapel International. I'd not heard of it before. I'd not heard of First Love Church. I've not heard of Dag Heward Mills Ministries. I've not heard of Healing Jesus Campaign. And I've not heard of any of you. How old was I? I must have been 20 years old or whatever, praying. Yeah, 21 years old, praying there. Praying for the will of God, for my life and my ministry, my future. I didn't have a church, even a fellowship. Every time I preach, I would go to what we call the CMF, Christian Medical Fellowship. I used to preach there sometimes. They allowed me to preach to the fellowship. I have not heard of Lighthouse. You get it? So praying, Bible says, is the Lord who advanced Moses and Aaron. So even though I was in a school preparing to be a doctor so that one day I'll be employed as a doctor and prosper and all, I was now praying for the will of God. So God also took over. Bible says it was the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron. Your life is being advanced in 2019. One day you will sit at a table with your spouse, whom you don't know today. The person I'm talking about, you don't know. And you will say, I never thought I will marry you. You know, we used to pass by each other, but I didn't even know your name. Kayamoshatabalaba. Yes. And you see that your life has changed. One day you'll be in a country, a nation, and you will sit at a table, not only with your spouse, but with somebody else. And you say, I never thought in my life that I will be here. Amen. At this time. Amen. Yes. But God himself has brought me here.
Amen.
Yes. To do the work
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
And one day, somebody will bow when they see you. They will bow. They will honor you. And you'll be surprised. And you'll say, I never thought that somebody will show me, of all people, respect. Because you know why nobody should show you respect. How many know why nobody should show you respect? But God will do it. Has done it. And he will advance you. Amen. Now, exactly 3 weeks from now, we will be standing here saying that, ha, the fasting is finished already. That's another prophecy. Yes. You'll be saying, ah, it's over already. We thought that, Charlie, we would die even in... No, see that you will not die at all. Those who don't know how to stay without eating banku and kenke, fufu, akpele, whatever, this time you are going to learn it. Because you never know, you may marry a German, you have to eat bread. You don't want to, you don't know that you can be married to a German or French, a French person. French people, their main food is bread. The French Revolution happened because there was no bread. That's what caused the whole revolution. Ghana Revolution, I don't know what caused the revolution that we had there. Know what? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet, everybody. I want us to pray for a minute. Beautiful. Everybody standing. You know what? I want us to pray. I want you to pray for yourself to be able to pray. Yes. You know something? God is the examiner, but he's also your coach. So you can sort of, not bribe, but you can speak to the examiner about your case. You get what I'm saying? Because he's on your side also. So the whole match, you are favored already. Lift your hand and say, Lord, help me to be a young person who knows how to fast, to pray. In these 3 weeks, help me with fasting, with praying, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. Kama shopa sata boka laka bandala. Hola mama ma shandola baka barandala. Hire mamba ba do se tele baba.
Malori castoria mantele castoria babalile mambala bebo. Koma si kaba.
Doka raba
die ve castoria li andere na koshandala baba.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Rabo si e ketala baba.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Rabakia to
kaba. Thank you for the opportunity.
Lema dula mi akaste.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Veni mi kasora baba.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Malori castoria andele.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Shambre kisola.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Alomina vida kisola.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Rakia vastoria me.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for the
opportunity.
Loria ma vinde kestoma, mandili mi kasora ba paradi edo kashkandeli mole. Lemi avadi adua kasale, lira po kashanda ribalia. Raba vidi akatoria ma fani mikota, mantoria ma kashanderi vekestora baba. Lamina kosa paria, vido kosande, lomani kosa, malizombra kafilo kaparia, laria ma kustandari ma kicholo bama, maliga visto paraliande lechuza, mandeli kosandeli mo kapariana, loria ma vide voko shandari moka, malia kapato shike kapalalia, malivida sonda la mama, malia kapa,
yes, withdrawal, season of withdrawal, to pray, withdrawal to pray, withdrawal to pray, withdrawal to pray, following Jesus, grant us the miracle grace to be able to pray like we have never prayed in our life before.
Jesus, yes.
Grant us the power to pray for these 3 weeks, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Grant us the grace in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
To God be the glory.
Now, lift your hands and ask God, thank God for a new grace of prayer. A grace to pray on your life. Thank Him. Just thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
For the grace
The grace to pray.
Yes, Lord.
Tarama shoda babanda la bakabana.
We give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord. Lora magabia soria majuli mikabara liandori manate. Endilio sandarama ramokosta fikerila. Solima ranoste frigalio boronde ne chile magamona. Indalamo kosa fila prakosi ketalia. Rami ondele mekeshunda la baba. Rakosia. We give you thanks for the grace to pray. Oh, the grace to call upon you and call upon your name, Lord. Ramo Shalima, Rakota Fili, Rikomalia, Amomba Rakisto, Rabalien, Jombre, Vilgasto, Rinomo, Maliste, Rihanna, Malukapali, Rodo Vigastoria, Molechambri Gamioma, Amunakasi Angeligova, Rabalia Kichola Bamini Gablo, Rodelia Mayasute Kapalia. We say thank you, Lord, for the grace to pray. In the name of Jesus, Maloka Palie, Lokosika, Lokosika Palio, Lokosika Paliama, Lokosika Paria Vico Sabrianda, Alilio Malachua Caparia Brigolie, Mondoriva, Sota Pliemo, Rabo Shati Kapala Liandaba. Thank you for giving us the grace to pray, Lord. In La Mokasi Andalabam, in this season, oh God. Thank you for the grace to withdraw and pray. Jesus, Mombara Kistola, Randolikosa, Malivalua Sigaria, Americano Romondia, Amerika Surianda La Chula, Malakisolo, Mondelikosa, 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 Maloka Paraliandeli Mogala, Iria Valo Shadia Kaparaliando, Morivalo Siandere Kichola. Raboka, 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 Ikatosa Kitakoma, Mandi Valuste, Pakolima, Jomigalo, Peto Vige, Gregomalia, Marivasto, Riandolo Mochikapa. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to pray. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to withdraw. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to come before your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mambo Rakatolia, Mambo Rika Parali Andela, Lira Moshandere Mokabari Andele Bema. Let His grace rest upon us, O God. Let His grace be with us, O God. Liko Tako Baka Like, Monchi Kapanomo, Monchi Kapanomo, Monchi Kapanomo, Ramonakito, Parariendo, Lori Masuta Kligaluma, Ayora Balia Kuseide, Yeroboko Sandala. Thank you, Lord. Romoko Sande, Ivasute Kapa, Ivasute Kapa.
Lift your hand and thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we lift our hands to you, O God. Lipato Kapara Liko Sandelima, Randolumo Chike Paralia Monomokosa, Aria Bokalia, Aria Bokalia, Aria Bokalia, Aria Bokalia. Ariamo Casonte Kelemoniga, Rambo Shagliamo, Alakiso Kapalia, Alova Visto Ramadika, Manchila Mokapalia, Monocoste Kapalia, Radito Kopale, Illa Mokasunde, Illa Mokapalia, Mujeni Mikapalua, Mujeni Mokapalua, Malovandu Lacaste, Impanuama, Monamuna, Moche Kapariande, Loro Doke Suketako Baro Nigejemo, Manovadikesta, Rando Vikesta. Rando Vikesta, Rando Vikesta, Mina Musa Pariandu Lemono Chibara Kapalio, Rode Via Kota, Rado Via Makusta, Lincoln Palo, Lincoln Michuka,
Maluma Vida, Laura Sutani, Endere Mokashi and Dala Baba, Mozoveri Katonia Maya, Luca Pakalia, Indalomokosiande, Indola Mokasiando, Inomokuta, Malochi Paparianda. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
How many believe that God is listening to your prayers?
Yes.
How many know that this is a youth church?
Yes.
It's a church with young people. Oh, yes. And how many know that young people, everything young people do, they can do it wildly?
Yes.
Yes. When a young person is doing something, it's nice. So even spiritual things, when it comes to fasting, some of you must fast the whole 5 days. Dry, just drink water. So that you come to tell some of us who are even older, for us to even feel unspiritual. When you tell us, I mean, haven't eaten. I remember one time we were fasting, one of the sisters, she told me, I've not eaten anything since Sunday. I drank only water. She's just drinking water. When I was in medical, she was a medical student. I drank only water. From Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, water. Yes. You see how you are wild in sex, pornography, and you know everything. We the young, the older ones, we don't know much of the things you are talking about. True or not true? Yeah. One day a pastor was doing marriage counseling. He said, when he reaches a certain place, he realized that the people that he's counseling, they are experts. You see, all of us, you must be able to fast 3 days dry. Only water. Just your bottle of water and fasting. No, I think so. And those of you who say you want to be men of God, and you can't fast dry, and then I suspect your spirituality. Seriously. All you need to do is to dry yourself out. Then you see that you start to float. You just be moving. So this fasting, many of us here are going to go dry. See, Monday to Friday. By Friday, the smell of kinky will be like the smell of flowers. How many anointed young men do I have here? Yes. Is it possible? So as I'm even saying 4 o'clock, you know, one day I met a couple, young couple. They were married for some months. So I asked them, "Have you been having sex?" I said, "Oh yes." So I felt boldness to ask them. So how often? She said, 5 or 6 times a day. 5 or 6 times. Not honeymoon. No, you see, all my stories are true, except the one with foxes and wolves. 5 or 6 times a day. Said, first she said 6. They said sometimes 5, but 5 or 6. So listen, So I believe that when young people are doing things, they are wilder than grown-ups. What do you think? So when it comes to spiritual things, anointing, I mean, when you meet some people from the Kodesh and so on, so we have fasting, you just laugh and say, "God bless you, amen." Because you know that you are higher.
You don't judge them, but you know that, Charlie, you there, you are floating. It's a long time since you ate kinky or banku or whatever. Can we do it? Yes. You can do it. Do it and show that you are a man. A man is not somebody who goes around having sex with girls. A man is somebody who can fast. You fast and you can run. You fast and see that you are running to catch a, take a taxi. You are running. You have not eaten for 14 days. Let's do this fasting thing. Find somebody and tell the person, Charlie, this 3 weeks fasting. You see, when we say Saturday and Sunday is not included, some of you should be saying in your head, please, I don't want to judge you, but Saturday and Sunday is included for me. Yes. Yes. Those of you who are slim, you'll be slimmer. Slimmer. Those of you who are size 18, size 16, by the time we finish, you'll be size 10. You have to change your wardrobe after the fasting. Is it fantastic? Now, we are going to pray that God should help us to fast. Pray, lift your hand and pray. God, help me to fast.
Help me.
I don't like fasting, but help me to fast in Jesus' name. I pray for grace,
grace, Lord,
and strength to fast.
To fast.
In the name,
in the name of Jesus.
Kama shandola bakabara. Kere mama shandora mama.
Larimano kashandere boko sianda la baba. Movadie ke storia malo sambre ke tola ma bariendo. Mochi kapara li anduvele ke stola. Maluka parie vinosi, vinoma mukalie. Roma vidie ke stora biliando romochila. Maya viko sandere meko fantalia. Rabba dikota, mula majilo mo vandere ke sula. Marando kosi andele bebe. Mia baka paradi andobo. Roba shadi abaka, roba shadi abaka. Moria ma vida baka sondere beka. Male vidie ke stola. Rabba die meko sandele bebe. Mayakota vilamo, mayakota viamo, mayakota viamo, ramo shandele mekotandele bebe,
mili
bako satakaba, rabadiye leke sombalaba, rama vidi ya katando lomoko,
etula
mayadule meke
sola, rabadiye
kachula makapara.
Thank you for grace.
Thank you for grace.
To fast, Lord.
To fast, Lord.
To fast.
Ila mokasi andala babaro no moko shanda. Mande vika sonda vika palione. Morivalo costari abrigelo. Machia kapalua. Rabba vidi mika sonde rebekanomo. Mendorano sandelimo cabrianda. Ramo shadima katalien.
Thank you, Lord.
Rendo makabaria nomo. Maya zoria
bakapa. Thank you for helping us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for helping us.
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 To fast, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To pray, Lord.
To pray, Lord.
To wait on you, Lord.
To wait on you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
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 O ramiakota. Lambo kasondele kapari no mokose. Lombri gabo kashandere me kapari ando mo. Ramadule me kasonda limo kapari. Rovedie kosanda ba. Malojiva la kapa. Ramavini kasondere bekalio. Rombe chile makapari kolia malimo. Rombe kasonda baka. Indaluma kapari no. Monte viga sonde viga dombe diga ba. Malovari ebe luce kapalio. Ronde mika so. Lamino kapali ende kilomale. Ronde viko sando viko. Monji kapalio remeniko tala. Alo makavida bokasende lebea. Rapata.
In the name of Jesus.
Sit down for a minute. Now, everybody should sit down, please. Now, Romans 12:21. What does it say? Romans 12:21. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, in the last days, in these last days, where I've been sharing about being exempted, there is going to be a great multiplication of evil. And in Genesis chapter 6, he said in verse 5 and verse 11 and 12, he says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That is Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. Then in verse 11, it says, the earth also was corrupt before God, was spoiled, and the earth was filled with violence. Verse 12, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, spoiled. For all flesh had corrupted his way on the earth. Now, in the last days, which are going to be the days of Noah and Lot, we are still in this mode of prayer. This is the last session, and then we'll be coming to the end of the service. But in this last session, you see that the characteristic for this last days is corruption, spoiling. Now, you are not going to be overcome by the corruption in the world. But you are going to overcome the corruption in the world. Can I have an amen from somebody? I said you will not be overcome by the corruption in the world. But you will overcome. So that's Romans 12:21. Be not overcome. Now in 2018, many of us were overcome by evil. How many were overcome by some evil in 2021? Now I want to say something that I want you to remember. Derek Prince was teaching and he said something in relation to this scripture. Derek Prince died in 2003, 1 week after Kenneth Hagin, or 1 week before. He died within the same week. And he said, evil is a person. It's not a thing. It is a person. Yeah. Evil is a person. You see, because evil spirits are persons. That's why they have names and they can speak. You always have to imagine somebody who talks and thinks, speaks, travels, comes, goes, talks, thinks. So evil is a person. And he says, be not overcome with evil. So the evil in your life, you must not be overcome with it or by it. So whatever evil has worried you, this year it will not win in Jesus' name. It will not win. If you like boys, this year that liking will dry up and you become more mature.
Somebody cannot pick you in his BMW and take you to somewhere. No, God forbid. Now, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul describes in verse 1, from verse 1, verse 2, it says that in the last days, that is the days of Noah and Lot, perilous times shall come. Dangerous, that word perilous means fierce, stressful, dangerous. And that's the last days. Why? Why? Because in verse 2 it says, men shall have certain characteristics. Men shall have certain characteristics which they didn't have before. And those characteristics in the environment of the world make it more dangerous for you. Now, all these characteristics, they are everywhere, and you are sort of used to them. Men shall be lovers of themselves, covetous, which is greedy for money. If actually, the covetous is lovers of money. If you change the version, it's likely to change to lovers of money. Aha, NIV. Lovers of money. We have never been in a world which loves money. In fact, somebody said, England is for sale, America is for sale, France is for sale. Every country is for sale for those who have money. They will sell the country to you. Boastful, proud, disobedient. Now, why is it that we don't notice these things anymore? How many have killed a frog before? Raise your hand if you've killed a frog. Why did you kill it? Well, so many of you killed it. Why do you kill the frog? You smashed it. You didn't like to see it. It was making noise. Wow. Now, if you put a frog, I'll show you something. Are you watching? Hey! At the back, are you watching me? Don't send text when I'm preaching. Oh. Father, anybody who sends WhatsApp or text whilst I'm preaching, deprive him of a phone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, when you put a frog in water, hot water, very hot water, and you drop a frog in it, what is going to happen? It will jump out. But if you put a frog in the same water, normal temperature, and you start heating it from below, the frog will be cooked in the water. And the same frog which jumped out with the hot water will stay in it until he's cooked. Yes. Because the evil came gradually and insidiously and couldn't recognize what was happening to him, that he is being cooked alive. Yes. So, we are being cooked alive virtually. We are surrounded by the evil that is slowly increasing, and we are not even aware of how different we have become. And it's a very dangerous state to be in. Corruption, wickedness of men. And that's why it says, be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil. You are supposed to overcome evil. So we must not be overcome by this dangerous environment we are in now. Because these are the last days. And in these last days, it's going to be more and more deadly. Now, someone say, oh, but what they are doing doesn't concern me. You know, one day some children went to, I don't want to mention the place, and they went on a tour, the fishing harbor, and they have this big door cold store that you go in, you walk in. It's a freezer, but it's like a big room. And they went for the tour, looked at it all and came out. But one person was left behind. And they closed the door. And the person was inside. Do you understand the story I'm telling you? Inside a big freezer, but it was a big room. But it's frozen. All the meat hanging there and the people, whatever, everybody's frozen. Is that person in danger? Was he in danger? Yes. But why is he in danger? The cold is outside. He is okay. Why is he in danger? Because what is outside is coming into him surely, slowly but very surely. So it is killing him softly. There's a song like that. Killing me softly. With what? With his words. Yeah. So it's the same story as the frog being, what do you call it? Boiled slowly. And this guy was inside being frozen. So what would you do if you were there? What would you do? If you were the one who's been left behind during the expedition. Charlie, if you don't conduct yourself in a way, every evil that is around is going to finish you off. So you have to be wild in the room until you are saved out of that environment. You have to be wild. If you are not wild, the environment will kill you. You don't have to do anything, but the environment will finish you. Yes. So if you look, the evil that is at Legon, I went to Legon. It was not there. What they do to boys when they go to secondary school, if I say it here, you will all not want to hear it. Some of you say, please, I shouldn't say it in the microphone. I can say it after church. Somebody told me what they did to him in school. I said, it was not there in our time. It did not exist. Yes. No. If you don't get up and start, Charlie, you are going down. If you can just say, oh, I'm okay, I'll stay, I'm waiting. You are waiting. The environment is about to kill you. You say you are going to sleep. Those who like sleeping there, you are finished. You turn into frozen meat just now. Yes. And you say, I used to preach. I used to be this. I used to be that. I used to be that. That's the world we are living in. It's not a small world. If you choke, you become a homosexual just now. Yes. God forbid. Shout God forbid when I... Yes. If you choke, you would be divorced. If you choke, I can't hear the God forbid. If you choke, you will have a child in every region. I didn't hear the God forbid very loudly. We are now 16 regions, so. So, you know, in these last days, we have to overcome evil. So if you stay cool and you're not fiery, you'll be drowned out. Your life, your ministry, finish. So in this prayer time, as we are wilder, praying, fasting, I mean, that's the way to stay and to dry out all these things. Otherwise, every one of these characteristics, lovers of themselves. That's how people are. We love ourselves. Do you think those who are doing politics love the nation? How many think they love the nation? How many think they don't love the nation? Raise your hand. Wow! The whole church thinks that they don't love the nation. There's a feeling that you have. You are the ones who voted. Yes. That feeling that there are people who are, it's not what is good for us, but it's what is good for maybe for them to stay in power or to come back to power. It's an open perception. It's not a secret. And I just ask you and you answer. Yeah.
Amazing. Many people who are, say they are doing the ministry, they are pastors, don't love. They love themselves. Pastors. We are all in the world. We are all human beings in this world. Many pastors don't love anybody. They love themselves. It's easy to point your hand at somebody and say, oh, you don't love people. You love yourself. What about us? What about all the souls? What about the nations and the towns and the places and the people? Plenty sitting there. No one goes there. No one cares about them. And churches are full of people quarreling pastors among themselves instead of going to where people are waiting to hear the gospel of Jesus. Yeah. Lovers of themselves. And gradually you see that it's coming into you. See, the coldness outside is coming from the deep freezer. It's coming into you. So as you stay in the world, you become a lover of yourself, but you don't realize it. So when you go and you marry, you realize that you don't love your spouse, you love yourself. You don't even realize that a lover of myself has married a fellow lover of myself. So two lovers of themselves have married. And they love themselves and they've married. And it's not easy. Yeah. You do your hair, you do your nails, you do your face. Who is it for? Who is it for? Yes. At first I used to think people do their hair, do this for others. Now I found out that it's not true. They do it for themselves. Sister, true or not true? True. Because we don't see, we don't notice it. They get home, then they hold here like this. Down. Down with this thing that is making me feel hot. Put it down. Then you turn into a sakura. Who is it for? And the nails, and the hair, and the dress, and the this, and the that. Everything is for yourself. A man to what are you doing? For yourself. Yeah. All the things you do is for yourself. What you want. You are planning what you will get to eat. The sex you will be having. Your whole mind is, you can't even think. Oh, brothers. Brothers, tell me whether you are not thinking about, how many brothers are thinking about themselves? Yes. I know the sisters, if I ask them, they will just squeeze their faces and look as though they are reading their Bibles. Or they are in the spirit. Brothers are marrying, their mind is on one thing. Lovers of themselves have met themselves and have loved themselves and are married. No, they say, I love you, but it's I love me. Brian, why are you getting married? You love yourself. Yes. But you see, we don't want to also be truthful. And lovers of money, what is done in this world without money? Do you know there's a certain country, I don't want to mention the name, but the name starts with U. Yes, it starts with U. Every day, this country, they are talking about democracy, freedom of people, this and that. Huh? But when a certain country whose name starts with an L, when they were killing themselves, this country whose name starts with a U, they wouldn't go there. They wouldn't go there to help them to have whatever. No. And all the countries that don't have democracy in the Middle East, they can dissolve people. It's like, these are our friends with whom we do business because they give us money. Once there is money, I read something, it said that a nation is not ruled by the people you voted for. It's ruled by some few people who have a lot of money. in America and many countries, most countries, even countries whose name begins with G. But I have not mentioned any country. It is called the shadow government. It's called the shadow government. Sugar daddy campaign something. They have names. Yes. Fat cats. They are the actual ones ruling the nations. The real rulers. The money people. If a person who has a lot of ideas and principles come, so we are not interested in principles. We need money to come back to power. Let's be serious. Lovers of money. So before you realize, the whole church is based on lovers. I'll visit you if I feel you are rich. Who are those who are rich? Everybody, come. Let me befriend you and be close because you can give me something. Why should I come and follow children who borrow people's phones to send texts? How many have borrowed somebody's phone to send a text to somebody before? Raise your hand. Coach, what is it called? Phone sharing. Phone sharing. Huh? Phone sharing. No internet. You share hotspot. And also, you share the actual phone. He said, this is so-and-so using so-and-so's phone. Yeah. So gradually you see that students, we can buy cars for them and tell them who to vote for. Money has come into the campus. One of my friends, he told me, he went on Aluta. Do you know Aluta? Yes. I mean, where the students were going. Hey! And he went, then suddenly the people that were leading him, they went to a place. I don't want to say the place. And he was also following them. He didn't know when they got there, they brought out dollars. And they were sharing the dollars, not knowing that these people who are leading the demonstration, they are being financed and paid. He said, hey, that is the day that he saw that all these demonstrations, there is something behind it. Lovers of money. It's like the one who can bring more money can control things. And in the end, you realize that that's how the church is. If you are rich, I'll come and preach to you. Wow. But you see, that's why God has put in my heart. If you are poor, if you are far, you are important to Jesus. Sometimes when they give me town, they say, we are going, we should go to. I say, no, this town is, there are a lot of prosperity. Let's go where nobody goes. Let's go where nobody goes. And that thing is entering every facet of life. There must be money. Lovers. Human beings. Boastful. Proud. Proud. We can't advise you. Humility is not meeting a pastor and say, oh, hello. Sometimes when I see people, I feel like my karate skills should come as a wake up and be normal. You see? Because it's fake. How many are tired of fake humility? You see the person very meek and humble looking. When you hear the words that came out of the mouth of this small person, you can't believe it. Hey! That's why I don't allow people to carry my Bible. They want to carry a Bible. Hey! Stay back. I can carry my own Bible. It's not heavy. How old am I that I can't carry this Bible? Let's be serious. Stop the fake humility and be real. True, if you are humble, be real. Smile and speak with a soft voice, the voice that you speak on the phone. When you are angry, just give us the real voice that you have. I don't know whether when people are small in size, they use the words to compensate the smallness of the size. Proud. Abuse. Brother, go back to King James, please. Yeah. Boasters, blasphemers. Yeah. People can say all sorts of things about the church today. Never heard it before. Blasphemous. Disobedient to parents. How many at a point you didn't like your parents at all? I need a wave of hand, please. Honesty. There, I've never seen a group of people who don't like parents like this generation. If it wasn't for the church, you wouldn't. How many realize if it wasn't for church, you wouldn't like your parents at all? Raise your hands. Yes. Disobedient to parents. The whole church. People's parents should be bringing me offering to say thank you for talking to our children for us. Yeah. Yeah. You know, because the children are on the internet, they say that they are making analysis of their parents. They are analyzing their parents. From a young age, people analyze their parents. My father is like this. My father has a personality disorder. He's got a psychiatric problem. He has a drinking problem. He has a this. My mother has got a psychotic disorder. I need apologies from my parents. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. You do things for people, they don't even come and say thank you. Huh? May I take time to teach people to say thank you? When I give you this, say thank you. Come and say thank you. And because they don't know how to say thank you. And before you realize, everybody doesn't know how to say thank you. And that's why we introduce Galatians 6:6 to say thank you. Galatians 6:6, let him that is taught communicate to the person who taught you. You don't just receive the teaching. When I went to Tulsa, the Lord spoke to me, go and honor Kenneth Hagin. Don't think about whether he needs what you are going to give him or not. He doesn't need it. Your duty is to say, when somebody stretches out his hand to give you something, you say thank you before you even take it from the hand. And parents, you know, we have to teach the children how to say thank you. Those of you who don't say thank you. Thank you for looking after me. Thank you for the money you gave me. I know you are not able to give me much, but you give me as much as you can. That's what you should be saying. Not thinking that, hey, look at the useless father I have. He doesn't give me much. He hasn't bought a car for me where other children have cars. And he has not been able to buy a car for me. Amen. In our time, to have a fridge was a miracle. We buy it from the port, Tema Harbor. Bishop Saki had a fridge. Yes, he was special because he had a fridge. That's why we are married and they are not happy. They are not thankful. The person who put a ring on your finger may not be saying thank you. One man, he sacked his first wife. And they went for another one. When the second one came, she kept on saying, thank you for marrying me. Thank you for choosing me. The other one used to say, swine. You know, bushman, swine. You are this, this and that. These are the words she was using. Huh? You are telling that you chose him. Instead of saying thank you for choosing somebody like me. Unthankful. Yes. I shouldn't have married you. What have I got from marrying you? Let's see the day that the person is gone. Then you see how great the person is. And you see that he was a hero. Yeah. Let the person die. Then you see that, it wasn't bad though. It wasn't bad. I was making noise all the time. Unthankful. Everybody is unthankful. Ghanaians don't know that Ghana is the best country. You have to travel. When you travel, you see. Ghana, travel and see. Go to Liberia. Go to Sierra Leone. Go to Cote d'Ivoire. Go to Guinea. Go to Guinea-Bissau. Go to Senegal. Go to Mali. Go to Burkina. Go around a bit and see. But we are not thankful. I heard some Hollywood stars came to Ghana. Why did they come? Because they've heard that Ghana is one of the top four places to go to for holidays. I don't know what is here, but today that's what they say. Hey! Lift your hand and receive some of the goodness of Ghana in Jesus' name. Hey! In Africa. Four destinations in Africa. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever people are enjoying in Ghana, you are going to enjoy some in Jesus' name. These characteristics are not going to overcome you, but you are going to overcome them in Jesus' name. Look at it. Disobedient, unthankful, unholy. Hey, now the unholiness is big. Isn't it true? Yeah. What are the causes of unholiness? Huh? You know, everything that God has made in us, we have twisted it and have turned it into something else. We are wild. Look at it. The next verse. Without natural affection. That's why you marry a woman, she's like a man. She doesn't have feelings. She'll not come and sit. They will not come and sit by you and say, I love you, or they will, something gentle or soft. There's no natural softness or natural kindness. You've married the rock of ages. You have married a titanic rock. Titanium. No natural affection. Oh, now let's soften whatever. She chale. Feelings, bear. No feelings. Are you a woman or a man woman? Yeah. It's like there are two guys in the house. Yes. How many want a girl with natural feelings and... How many want a brother with some natural love? Sisters, I want to see your hand also. You see a brother, he's not romantic. Even holiday time, you see that he has gone to work. Every day he says he's going to work. When he's supposed to be talking with you, then you see that he says he's doing some job. Business meetings. Huh? Brothers, you have to be nice. You are letting down the standard of first love. Without natural affection, you are lowering the first love standards. You must be sorry. Up the game. Don't lower the standard. Yeah. You just have sex and then you are on the move. Are you a cow? Look. You cannot be a first love brother and not show certain graces and natural affection. Huh? Yes. You see some brothers, when you see the sister who has married, you feel sorry for the girl. Because you know that the guy is just an official brother, just without any graces. Yes. Don't know how to open the door for a lady. Don't know how to walk with a lady. They're only used to the army. Always marching.
don't like bathing. Some brothers don't like to bath. You see, in the first love church, it's rather the sisters who don't like bathing. So when the brothers start also not bathing, you are lowering the standard. Natural, there's natural things that we would expect. Natural love. You just propose to your beloved in church. Just find somewhere and say, will you marry me? Decide, I'll see you on Sunday. How? Are you casting out a demon or what? Your proposal is now something like preaching in a congregation. Like you are preaching, say, you, I'll marry you, decide after church. There's no time after church, so decide. Yes. Without natural affection. Overcome evil by having feelings. Show some feelings. Yes. Look, how many want somebody who has feelings? Both sides want a man who has feelings, and then you also want a woman who has feelings. Oh, Joel, you don't want somebody with feelings. You don't want somebody with feelings. She also wants feelings. Truth breakers. We've agreed to stop quarreling, but you have restarted the quarrel. What's the truth? What's the truth? It's an agreement to cease fire. Yeah. Cease fire. Truth breakers. Always it's restarting. There are some people, it's restart. Every day it restarts. Huh? Look, a period of time in which no fighting takes place due to an agreement between the opposed parties. So you have agreed that, Charlie, let us stop. Before I realize, and truth breaker, yeah. Yeah, an agreement which they pledged to cease fighting for a limited time. So in the last days, those who are fighting will always be fighting, no matter how you try to correct it. Decide not to marry a contentious person. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know, a contentious person, she needs someone who is suitable. Yes. You see, people, God has made someone for everybody. Yes. There are some people, when God gives to you, you can never stay. You have to deploy Luke 18:29. Luke 18:29. You can't stay. You have to use this verse to move on. There is no one that has left house, parent, brother, or wife for the kingdom of God's sake. He will get a reward. That's the verse. You get a reward for leaving your wife. That's the verse you have to use. For the kingdom's sake. But that same person, when married to someone, will be so happy. So you are forcing things that are not working. In Jesus' name. This year, you are escaping all such evils.
Amen. False accusers, accusing people falsely, despisers of those that are good. Huh? Mockers. All your mockers will be disappointed this year in Jesus' name. I say your mockers will be disappointed this year in Jesus' name. And then verse 4. Traitors. Disloyalty. Heady. High-minded. Your fufu must not be bigger than my fufu. Yes. There are some people, your fufu must not be bigger than my fufu. If your fufu is bigger than mine, there will be a problem. You have not heard that rule before. Your fufu must not be bigger than my fufu. It's a rule. Some people have it. Yes. You shouldn't have more meat on your fufu than mine. And your fufu shouldn't be bigger than my fufu. High-minded. Who is bigger? Yes. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. This generation, lovers of themselves, lovers of money, and lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Oh, we are going to love God this year. We are going to love God. When we go to Mampong, everybody should come up. You see, because we don't normally have prayer camps. We just have camps. But this is a prayer camp. We are all going there to be in the wilderness to pray. Pray. What a blessing. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. We are the ones promoting honeymoon. First love honeymoon, when you see the pictures, the only main feeling you have is jealousy. Yes. But at the same time, we are promoting loving God. Loving God. You can't love. Now, do such people go to church? All these bad things. Look at verse 5. Having a form of godliness. These people with all these characteristics, they go to church. They have a form of godliness. All these characteristics are found in the church. They will say, oh, there are some wicked Satans outside. No. These things are found in the church. So this year, you are going to overcome evil. You are not going to be overwhelmed. Now, I want you to take that. These are 18 moral blemishes, starting from verse 2 to verse 3 and verse 4. There are 18 of them. I want you to select the one that has worried you most. Look at it. Check it out. Check it. See, now this is where you need your Bible. Put it back there. But you see, you need to put verse 2, 3, 4. I want us to see which one do you think has taken your life. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. Covetous. You see, if I ask you, what do you think is in the world? Bah, you can choose, but I want you to choose what is in you. Which one do you think? Blasphemers, boasters, proud, disobedient to parents, without natural affection. Wow. You are a girl, but you don't behave like a girl. You are a man, but you don't behave like a man. Honorable John. You don't understand. Traitors. High-minded, heady. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Which one are you voting for? Nathan, which one are you choosing? Unholy. Unthankful. Lovers of themselves. Jude, which one are you choosing? Proud. High-minded. Is this a proud world? Yes. Very proud. Yeah. Which one are you choosing? Without natural affection. Yes. Which one are you choosing? Proud. Boastful. Lovers of themselves. Incontinent means what? Without self-control. Mercy. This year, that there is a person who makes you be a certain way, you are going to drown him. I say he will drown this year in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Stand to your feet. Which one did you choose? All. There are 18 of them. As for me, I've underlined them in my Bible. Each one is a different color. I can show you. Each one is a different color. So take care. You see, this one, this one, this one, this one, this one, this one. That's how the world is today. But God is saving us from that feeling. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for victory that is given to us today over the works of darkness. We bind demonic works. We bind demonic works. Begin to bind the works of evil in your life. In the name of Jesus. Kamala Shandola Baba. Haramanda Shembola Mandala Baba. Hallelujah. Everybody lift your hands. Father, we thank you for your grace.
Thank you for your grace.
Your power that is given to us, Lord. We overcome evil.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We overcome evil in Jesus' name. We overcome evil in Jesus' name. We overcome evil in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Satan, we bind you.
We bind you.
We throw fire on you in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Yes.
We throw fireballs against you in Jesus'
yes.
name. We tie your legs.
Mama namoko.
We bind you in Jesus' name.
We bind you in
we
Jesus'
curse
name.
You.
We curse you.
We curse your chair.
Yes.
We curse your seat.
Yes.
We curse your presence.
Yes.
We reject you.
Oramana.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We bind your influence in our
influence.
Lives. We bind your voice.
Hekoriako.
We silence you.
Shelomama.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
we
name.
We cast out all invading spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Name of Jesus.
Father, thank you for your power that is released. We give you thanks and we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with thanksgiving. Thank you for strength to pray in this day, in these 3 weeks. You have given us grace and strength in Jesus' name. Amen. Every head bowed for a moment. If you are here today, want to give your life to Jesus, I want to pray with you before we close this service. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. Help me. I want Jesus to be my Lord, my Savior. Maybe somebody invited you, but you are far from God. Please pray with me, Pastor. I want Jesus. If you are here like that, lift your right hand. You want to give your life to God today. Just your hand like this, up like this, and I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, you want to give your life to Jesus, come to me from where you are standing. Just walk to me right here. I'm going to pray with you. Come and stand right here. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Come to Jesus. Come, let me pray with you. Come, let me pray with you. Come from wherever you are standing. I want to give my life to God. I want to give my life to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. All right, lift your hands and let's pray. Close your eyes. Let's say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Oh God, I am a sinner. I know I am a sinner. Please have mercy on me. Today, I give my life to Jesus. I give my life to Jesus. Thank you for saving me. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I open my heart and I receive Jesus as my Savior, my Lord, and my Master. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for saving my life today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. I want to give you one of my books. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, all of us here, as soon as we close, please come to the side over here. We're going to have a short meeting with you for 1 second. All of you who have this book, just come along. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. What a blessing. Amen. You may go back to your seats. God bless you. How many know that the Holy Spirit is working? God bless you. You may be seated. It's time for us to have our communion. All right. Beautiful.
Take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. And drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Oh yeah. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, it is the meal of God. Oh, it will sustain you, it will make you whole, it will give you life. When I see the blood, oh, yeah, I will pass over you. Oh, no. When I see the blood, oh, yeah, I will pass over you. Sent prophet Elijah on a long journey. For 40 days and 40 nights, Elijah needed supernatural strength. Oh, prophet Elijah, take this meal and eat. It will sustain you for 40 days and for 40 nights. That meal was the blessing of the prophet Elijah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When I see the blood, oh yeah, oh, whoa, I will pass over you. When I see the blood,
stand to your feet.
take the bread. This supernatural meal is going to sustain you. May you have the strength to be a good Christian, to overcome all weaknesses in your life by the power of the body of Jesus, our Savior. He that eats my flesh, drinks my blood, has life. The body of Jesus Christ. And now, supernatural strength for your life. Let the weaknesses that are in your life be cured, be healed, and controlled from today. Let the weaknesses in your personality, in your character, in your behavior, the infirmities be healed. As you have heard the word of God today, you receive this wine, this the blood. May a new life come into you. May people who see you testify that you are a different person because of the blood that has neutralized all poisons in your life. Receive the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Lift your hands. May you capture all donkeys that are missing, cars that are missing, lands that are missing, properties that are missing, silver and gold that is missing. May you take back, may you pursue, may you overtake, may you capture all that is running away from your life. Receive the healing of your life. Receive life into your life. Anything that kills suddenly is averted in your life today in Jesus' name. Anything that suddenly strikes where you have no answer is averted today in the name of Jesus. Sudden death, go back. Sudden death, go back.
Amen.
Sudden death, go back.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. All slow developing death, we reject you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All bad news this year, we say go back.
Amen.
Go back.
Amen.
Go back.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The good news has replaced the bad news.
Amen.
By the power of God that is at work through the Holy Communion, the body and the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, let it be so. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.